The country's dairy sector is welcoming changes announced earlier this week by Immigration New Zealand about letting back in visa holders in certain job categories. There are still criteria, which means some are not allowed back here, but the dairy sector does fit the bill, with specialised workers allowed back on their farms. To tell us more, I'm joined by Dairy NZ CEO Dr. Tim Mackle. Hi there, Tim.
Kia ora, Jesse.
So what rules are we talking about here? What are they and how have they been eased?
Yeah, look, I mean, firstly, it's great news, as you say. We are welcoming it. Essentially, it comes down to really a couple of key things. And one is the migrant workers who they've generally gone home to see family on holiday and they've been caught out like so many have. They have to have been here for a certain period of time. So, and on top of that, they've got to be a relatively skilled worker. So, look, for us, we're talking about a group of, it doesn't sound like it's a big number. It's about 40 migrant workers and their families, which in the grand scheme of things, you know, we've got several thousand temporary visa holders at the moment in our sector, but at the same time, they are typically farm managers, Jesse. So we're talking about, you know, people who have gone home, left all their belongings here and got stuck back overseas. And the farm owners have been doing it tough in their absence. Most of them have held out waiting for them to get back.
What sorts of countries do they tend to come from?
Well, all over, really. I mean, and that's one of the cool things about the dairy sector. I mean, we are a global business, as you know. 95% of what we produce goes to consumers all around the world. And so it's quite neat having that sort of, different view and global view and multicultural element at a farm level. So, you know, a lot from Philippines, for example. We've got South Africa, Europe, Eastern Europe as well. South America, quite a number from there, whether it be Chile or Argentina. So all over the show, really.
And this will make a difference, having them come back?
Yeah, certainly will to them. And because, look, some of them have been here 10 years and they've got kids who are in rural schools, they've got friends, they've got their belongings that they left behind because they're only going home for holiday, and for the farm owners. But I think more broadly, if you look at the dairy sector, and we know we've got a role to play at the moment in helping the country as the whole of the food and fibre sector. And, you know, we're probably knocking on the door of about 19 billion export receipts this year, so it's important that we keep things going ahead. Having said that, it's not all about that. It's also about some of the other key challenges that we have to keep advancing. So water quality, our part in methane reduction for climate change, animal care, all those other issues, I think, Jesse, that have, for good reason in the main, made farming more complex now. We need highly skilled people. So that's one of the really important facets is that we don't just need people, we need highly skilled people. And look, we'd dearly love more Kiwis to come and join us, Jesse. We've got a big program on around that. But you know, our door's not being knocked down at the moment. It's a slow and steady thing.
Are you surprised that with the headlines we get about people losing their jobs and looking for work, you're not seeing more people turn up saying, well, how about dairy?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm probably not surprised. I mean, as you know, there are a few pull factors that, and, you know, I'm no expert, but we've got wage subsidies, we've got, you know, unemployment benefits and different rates are in there if you do lose your job. And that's all for good reason. The other issue is, just people being anchored by important things like kids in schools and family and whānau and things that they're connected to. So all those pull factors do hold people back a bit. I think we'll find in the next 6 to 12 months we'll start to see a speed up of people starting to look for these opportunities. And we're ready and we've got training available.
What do you need most at the moment?
Well, interestingly, as I said, these 40 cases, it's a really important, it's a great story, but we've also got several thousand temporary migrant visa holders who have had their visas extended by about 6 months. They start to expire early in the new year, so we'll obviously be working with our partners, farmers, and also Federated Farmers to actually work with the government to actually address that issue. You know, we need a transition. Clearly, this is a great opportunity to pick up more Kiwis and get them into the food and fibre sector in our country, Jesse. But at the same time, you can't flick a switch, and we've got a duty to look after our migrant workers as well, who have played a really important part in our sector. So we now need to really work on that, and that's a big job in 2021.
It's been reading your bio. You've been doing this job for 13 years.
Yeah, I have.
It's
loving
it. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, I come off a farm, Jesse, and my mother loves RNZ. She's probably listening now, actually.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mum.
But, yeah, exactly. It's in my blood.
How's the industry going, aside from this, you know, these issues around staff? How are things looking for dairy farmers at the moment?
Look, I mean, you know, milk price, certainly the global dairy trade is an indicator, just starting to soften a little bit. But to be fair, it's held up pretty jolly well. So, you know, I think the processing side of the sector, as well as the farming end, the production end, has done a wonderful job. There's quite a lot of pride out there at the moment, which is great. Our farmers feel like they're playing their part and helping, which is tremendous to see. And I hope it's an opportunity for us to come closer together, you know, with our urban cousins, if you like. So, but we've got a lot of other challenges on right now, like essential fresh water, you know, which we support the intent of it. I think we all want the same thing. It's just how do you get there? And then, of course, we're working on other issues like how we work through mitigating carbon, our carbon impacts through methane as well. So there's quite a lot of challenge ahead, but a huge amount of opportunity. I think customers all over the world still want our high-quality products, and that's really important.
Great. Dr. Tim Mackle, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.